Confession number 58. I have the first fruits of the Spirit. Continuing on in Romans 8, where we left off yesterday, let's read verses 18 through 23. This confession is actually drawn from verse 23. Beginning at verse 18, listen in. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For our confession, let's consider the first portion of verse 23. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit. The word first fruits is a harvesting term and speaks of initial and future blessings. The faithful farmer gets to be the first one to enjoy the harvest. We see this idea in 2 Timothy 2:6. First fruits also tell us there is more to come. In farming, the first signs of fruit indicates there is more to come. The first fruits of the Spirit tells us we are blessed and there are more blessings to follow. What are some of the initial blessings or first fruits of the Holy Spirit? His presence and indwelling. The fruit of the Spirit as we walk in the Spirit. The spiritual gifts given to us. The assurance of salvation he provides. The convincing he brings. The comfort he provides. The teaching he administers. The guidance he gives as we seek his will. The sense of spiritual adoption. The promise and assurance of eternal life. His assistance in prayer. His help in our infirmities. His guarantee of our future inheritance. In the preceding list, we see many of the first fruits we enjoy. Can you think of others? If so, write to me and I can add them to the list at some other point. As we look to the future and the full harvest, let's walk in the light of the life we have today. You take care and remember confession number 58, I have the first fruits of the Spirit.